course.
We're going to get to one way or the other. The fees were more than what the tuition was going to be. They said, oh, we just can't do that. And stuff. So what? Yeah. There's everything else you're supposed to do.
Can that help?
I was much better.
Sadly, with no good reason. Yogurt left.
Yeah. That's
a shame because these ones I think are actually so
high. I know.
So, hopefully they're going to put it on
trees.
I know. Of course, they have much money. Anyway, you know, I think I would have more faith in the fact that you're doing weird experiments on dog brains, and trying to just have much better luck taking an already organic system and trying to enhance it, rather than trying to make it completely synthetic. Because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know how humans actually learn. So you can say, oh yeah, we made such progress. We really do understand. You go, no we don't. I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to crap all over all this research, but you go, we're getting a better understanding, or at least we're able to see it better. I think that's much more likely. You're able to see what's going on much more clearly, but you don't actually understand what's going on. There's not a computer yet that can add a new neuron, a new circuit to it. You can't do it. Okay, so until that moment occurs, I don't see it happening. I think we can take animals and enhance up. But I don't think that's what people are talking about. I don't think people want some kind of cybernetic dog running their car to kill something. There you go. Breeds right back to the ethics of AI in the first place. Which is, these guys can think to themselves, so why would you trust them with anything? They might develop their own private agenda. It has nothing to do with serving you. Frankly, if you want to do this, the easiest way to do it, the most correct way to do it, I guess, people. We fought so hard to liberate people from just gross, kind of stupid servitude. It isn't what we want to do. We're wanting to recover that somehow. We just want to do it in a way that doesn't make us look like a bunch of jerks. And we go, well, I could just let it go. I could be a jerk. Person a little bit of money, and if they don't do what you ask them to do, you won't give them any more money. That seems to have an amazing ability to get them to do what you want. That makes too many have not. You know, it's always going to be have not. Since your problem is you think that the present way it is unfair. So trust me, if it was rigged some other way, you might not have a problem with it. So it's like, I'm sorry, is AI going to happen? Why? It's because we can do the same thing 5 times better by paying people a little bit to do this stuff. Why don't I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for a robot and a light bulb when I can do it? Well, no, not even doing it yourself. You know, sometimes you pass in the car and you say, hey, for $5, you take the light bulb for me? And you go, yeah. $5, have a nice day. That's my favorite advertising. On the radio for just little odd jobs and stuff like that. And you go, we don't need robots. We've got people who are perfectly willing to do the odd jobs for probably very little money. If they can do 10 odd jobs in an hour, you know, $10 an hour. Not bad. Augment us. There's no reason to try to get replacements for it. Except because frankly, people don't want replacements. They say, oh, but what about really dangerous for us? And you go, you know what? You'll find people who want to do really dangerous work. Now they want to get paid okay for it, but let me tell you, trying to maintain a piece of machinery to do it instead of a person, I said, I don't think I've ever compensated it. So therefore, I don't care. You can think all day long if we have to worry about what we're going to do when AI takes over and goes, it's going to happen. There's no economic reason for that to happen. You go, well, things don't, you know, things aren't necessarily done by economics. You go, yes, they are. You go, if you're stupid enough to think that they're not done through that, that actually rules almost every single thing that happens. You said, you need to go back to school, or you need to get a different kind of degree. Because you didn't learn something you weren't sailing about life. If it doesn't make economic sense, it's not going to happen. Well, they say, well, what about war? War doesn't make any economic sense. It doesn't. It makes excellent economic sense. But you have to think about economic sense. It's not just money. It's got everything else around it. So if you've got a reasonable part of your population who loves killing things, and then the excuse to be able to do it without social consequences, oh my gosh, that's part of the economics too. It's just nobody wants to be replaced by a machine. So, I'm not going to get over here. My name is Earl. So I'm
pretty sure this is the door anyway. Sorry. So I can do this. I'm going
to let you decide which one. Oh, here it is. Here's me deciding.
Hi.
I don't see the ultimate point in it. Therefore, the likelihood of this happening is pretty low. Okay, that's it.